children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
This is Stuart Moxham of Young Marble Giants, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Hi, everybody. My name is Daniel Thomas Wachowski. Tune in to the local news for better weather, interviews with your friends and neighbors, and more on WGXC from 7 to 10 every morning. WGXC is here to start your day with democracy now at 8. Tune in weekdays to 90.7 FM to get your morning going.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to another episode of Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, historian by day, music lover by night. On this show, I try to bring those two worlds together. We put music in its historical context, examining albums and songs in their moments. Sometimes we do deep dives on specific records, or maybe it's times and places. Or sometimes we take a theme and we pull that thread across the years. That's what we're going to be doing today on another of what I like to call our musical historical road trips. This one on music and the start of the summer. Because on this show, we're not just interested in the music or in the artists. We're interested in what's on listeners' minds, what's in the air, so to speak. And so I was thinking, what is in the air? And the answer, my friends, is pollen. Loads and loads of pollen, tree pollen, grass pollen, weed pollen. Upstate New York has turned into a vernal plant life orgy, and I feel like just an awkward bystander. But if there's a bright side to feeling so dazed and confused, it's because we are on the cusp of summer, days away from Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start to the American summer. The sun's getting warmer, pool covers are coming off, obligations are falling by the wayside. No matter what station you occupy in life, the end of the proverbial school year and the promise of long, hot, careless days lays tantalizingly just ahead. So I thought it'd be fun to look back to some of the songs and albums that frame that, quote, school's out moment that comes every year. Songs and albums that were released in April, May, June, and which capture something of that excitement for the summer months ahead. You're going to hear some surprising selections in here, some personal faves of mine, and some classics as well. Like this one from July 1958. It's Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues.
Summertime. time blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And then the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine. That's when I know my baby and I will have a good time.
I'm going surfing.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me. From the early morning to the middle of the night, anytime the surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer stomp, it's the latest dance craze.
We're going bomb, dip, 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 bomb, dip, dip, bomb, dip, 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 bomb, dip, dip, bomb, bomb, dip, 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 bomb, bomb, dip, dip, bomb, dip, 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 bomb, dip, dip.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me.
Bomb, dip, 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 bomb, dip, dip.
Now the dawn is breaking and we really gotta go. But we'll be back there very soon, that you better know. Yeah, my surfing knots are rising and my board is losing wax. But that won't stop me, baby, cause I know you're coming back.
Surfing
is the only life, the only life for me. Now surf, my pretty baby, and surf with me.
Every time we break up,
Welcome back to WGXC. This is Music in Time, and I'm your host, Evan McCormick. We are taking a schools out historical road trip through the songs that framed the start of summer's past. That was the timeless Summertime Blues by Eddie Cochran, 1958, followed by Jan and Dean Surfin' off the immortally titled Jan and Dean Take Linda Surfing, which hit record store shelves about this time in May of 1963. And then the Beach Boys with You Still Believe in Me off Pet Sounds, which also came out in May on the cusp of summer 1966. You know, for many people, that album, Pet Sounds, represents an abandonment of the Beach Boys' earlier affiliations with summer, beaches, surfing, cars, you know. But for me, there's something about Pet Sounds that just perfectly captures the real complexities of summer. Indulgence, loves lost and returned, longing, experimentation, excess, all set against this perfect sonic backdrop of California in the late 1960s. So let's say by then, the late 60s, the allure of summer as a time for youthful innocence is out. It's changing, and it clears the way for loads of songs to come later that celebrate the nostalgia of summer as a simpler time. And here are a few songs that do just that, starting with July 1969's Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone.
Make it good and live by. When I grab people, when as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Summertime, and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town.
That was Mungo Jerry's summer classic, In the Summertime. Welcome back to WGXC. This is Music in Time. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and we're on a schools out musical historical road trip, looking back to songs that framed the start of summer in years past. Those were two absolute classics, which also had the distinction of being released during the late spring or early summer months as listeners were thinking about what was ahead. You know, that's not always the case. Take, for example, Seals and Crofts' famous Summer Breeze. Yeah, that came out in September. Jonathan Richman, That Summer Feeling, that was a winter release. So anyways, from the nostalgia of summer, we're now going to track visions of that season through another transformation in the 1970s. In post-Watergate, post-Vietnam America, the expansion of the musical counterculture led to more songs that were cynical and angsty about youth and freedom, especially in the summer months. And look, I'll be honest, there's no better vehicle to understand this than Richard Linklater's brilliant film from 1993, Dazed and Confused. That film tells the story of a group of high school students in Austin, Texas, on the last day of school in 1976, America's bicentennial year, as they navigate the social scene, pressures from the man in the shape of authority figures like parents and their football coach who wants players to sign a no drugs pledge, and they just try to have some damn fun at the end of the school year. It's actually all the same themes from the innocent summers of the 1950s and 60s, you know, just without the innocence. And the soundtrack for Dazed and Confused is all you could want for a syllabus on sonic visions of summer in the 1970s. And it all starts with the godfather of shock, Alice Cooper, from 1972. Man.
We got no class.
Welcome back to WGXC. This is Evan McCormick. I'm your host on the show Music in Time. We are on one of our musical historical road trips celebrating the unofficial start of the summer and the end of the school year. After Alice Cooper's School's Out for Summer, you heard Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion and Lowrider by War. Those three songs all featured on Richard Linklater's soundtrack to his film, the homage to 1970s summer, Dazed and Confused. And the latter two were both released on the cusp of summer in 1975. What a year. So we've made it through the 1970s and seen the themes of summer innocence totally flipped on its head. So where do we go from here? Well, I think everyone has their particular memories, not just about what summer means, but about particular summers. You know, every year I put together two mixes each summer, one at the beginning that captures that anticipation, almost like latent energy about to be turned kinetic, along with a healthy dose of nostalgia and carefree spirit. And then I make another mix at the end, you know, like a soundtrack to the songs that define that summer. So maybe you can help me out here. I went looking for songs that captured that summer feeling and looked to see which ones literally came out at the start of summer in the year that they were released. So I've got some that I'm going to play for you. We're still moving chronologically here, and you are literally watching my summer 2023 anticipation mix come together in real time. And up next, I've got two songs from California. Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. We're on a musical historical road trip through songs that have marked the figurative end of the school year in years past. That was Beastie Boys' Something's Got to Give from 1992, an instrumental track off the album Check Your Head, which came out in April, and which was recorded in Atwater Village, Los Angeles, just weeks before the LA riots that marked the start of that fraught summer after the arrest and beating of Rodney King. And then you heard New Order's Regret from May of 1993. Why is that a California song, you might rightfully wonder? Isn't that, after all, the Manchester, England band's album that was designed to save the Hacienda for Factory Records from financial peril? And by the way, if that story interests you, stay tuned for some more great stuff on this show this summer. But actually, art director Peter Saville was based in L.A. At that point, before the album Republic came out. And so that album is soaked in beach and West Coast imagery, including a version of the music video for Regret, which was actually filmed on the set of Baywatch. I highly recommend going and checking that one out. Anyways, I love the way both of those songs capture the energy of the start of summer. And hey, we're just dealing here, building up a mixtape of similar summer songs for 2023. What's on your mix? Get in touch on social media and let me know. Otherwise, let's keep rolling. School's out, summer 2023. Here's Garageland from 1996.
Making beelines to heaven, and angels there just all asleep. don't come, when the honey don't come, when the honey don't come, we're making beelines to heaven. Don't come when the honey don't come, when the honey don't come, we're making beelines to heaven, we're making beelines to heaven, we're making beelines to heaven.
Staging the plaguing of the race platform. Staging.
So first, that was Garageland, an Australian band off Flying Nun Records with Beelines to Heaven from the summer of 1996. Then one of my personal favorites, Corner Shop, with Staging the Plaguing of the Raised Platform off the very underrated album Hand Cream for a Generation, which came out in April 2002, just in time for the formative summer after my sophomore year of college. We are on a musical historical road trip looking at tunes that came out during or just before the early days of summer and set the tone for the hot, carefree months ahead, making a little summer mixtape, if you will. Let's round it out with a few more selections from current artists that have churned out some of the best summer tunes in recent years that I can think of, starting with Courtney Barnett from May 2018's Tell Me How You Really Feel. It's City Looks Pretty.
We'll be right back. The one-man band via satellite, happy dancing with the shepherd's crook, off stage reading books, eating snacks, breaking backs for peanuts and cracker jacks. Every day's new surprise, as pretty as the green in the eye. Love to see these young bucks still acting tough, but little do they know time dictates the lessons. So just be patient, my little brethren. Reverend, preach on, strike fear in they hearts. Perhaps fear is a start, cause all we really guaranteed is an ending. Some looking to get saved, so I'm spending, pretending it'll all work out, and why not? Cause nowadays that's all the craze, the beat goes on, oh, so they say, what they say, so many things these days. These days I love you more than you'll ever know. These days you will never know. Never ever gonna let you go. Remember when life was carefree? Now we careful, a little cautious. Ain't no Porsches, ain't no horses. In my backdrop, just some treetops. Ain't no real thing, just some sequel. All these people acting equal, sipping soft drinks with mixed reviews. And the band played on when they heard the sad news. These days, I love you more than you ever know.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Music in Time on WGXC, this Schools Out musical historical road trip. We've arrived, as we tend to do, in the present, closing out this show with Cool Compete, one of the best around, and last year's sneaky return, These Days, such a good summer song. So join me on the fourth Wednesday of next month. I'm excited to say I'll be returning to the primary format of this show with a string of episodes about albums in their moments. I've got some pretty exciting stuff to share with you. I'm really excited about that. Stay tuned and see to when and where we'll be traveling. In the meantime, I'll let Pink from Dazed and Confused take us away.
Me and my loser friends, you know, we got to go get Aerosmith tickets. Top priority of the summer. Oh, Coach, I forgot. I might play ball, but I will never sign that. That's rock and roll.
All right, man. Living.
This is Keith Nelson of the Bindlestiff Family Circus, and we're not clowning around. You're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.